Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast today. Truth sells. That's what we're going to be focused on in this episode as we continue my 30-part series on my book, Who's Buying You? Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. This book is all about character-based selling. So part 15 of 30, chapter 15, is Truth Sells. The subtitle? Don't tell them what they want to hear. Tell them the truth. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear is the truth. So when I say don't tell them what they want to hear, I'm talking about what a manipulative salesperson thinks they want to hear. What the people want to hear is the truth. So if you're a sales pro and you understand people want to hear the truth and you're there to motivate them, not manipulate them, then yes, tell them what they want to hear, which is the truth. But an amateur salesperson thinks they know what the salesperson wants to hear to make them make the purchase. That's what I'm talking about. So let's talk about a quote here from Mark Twain. Mark Twain had this to say. He says, the best thing about telling the truth is you never have to think about what to say. I know that's right. I remember when I was young, especially when I was a teenager, doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing. I'm trying to have to keep up with all the lies I was telling. I'm pretty sure I ain't the only teenager ever told some lies. I was a lying little fool back in those days, trying to stay out of trouble. But the easy thing was when I was telling the truth. That was just straight up easy, because I never had to think about what to say. But back when I went telling a lie, though, I had to think about what I'm saying, what my buddy's saying. Me and him usually was in trouble together. So we both had a set of lies for my parents and for his parents. And the more people you get involved with it, the more tangled up it gets. And you know what I'm talking about. But luckily, I grew out of that. I focus on telling the truth. And it sure is easy. It sure is nice to be in a position where that's what I can do. I'm behaving in a way that I can talk about the truth without worrying about it. Because, see, when you're doing things you ain't supposed to do, and you think, well, I'm supposed to be authentic, but I can't say I've been doing that. So you get all tangled up when you weaken some character traits. So the goal with personal growth and development is always to focus on aligning your behavior with high-impact character traits. This book is full of them relative to selling if you're a professional salesperson. So if your intention is to be authentic with the buyer, there's no better place to start than with the truth. Again, I'll ask you, if you're the buyer, what do you want? You want the truth. You know, and as I'm sitting here thinking about the subtitle of this book, Don't Tell Them What They Want to Hear, Tell Them the Truth. I really should have said, don't tell them what you think they want to hear. Tell them the truth. Because that's actually what I meant. But as I think about it, you still can read it a different way. So that's what I'm meaning there. When I say don't tell them what they want to hear, the number one piece of that subtitle is tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. The same truth you would want if you were the one doing the buying. If you're new to sales, guess what the truth is? You say, I'm new to sales. But don't stop there. Work to earn the buyer's trust by declaring your intention. How do you do that? Well, you're going to add a little bit to it. You're going to say, I'm new to sales, but I'm not new to selling myself and building great relationships. My ultimate goal is to earn your trust, not to make the sale. I'm going to tell you what, if I walked up and I heard a new sales guy say that, person says I'm new to sales, but they ain't new to selling themselves and building great relationships, and their goal is to earn my trust, not to make a sale, well, guess what they just earned? They just earned some trust. They came out shooting some truth. That's what you want. That's what I want. If you're in sales, guess what? That's what your customers want. The buyers, whoever's buying from you, they want the same thing. I hope you got the integrity to give it to them, the truth. Because the buyer is much more concerned with doing business with an honest seller who values them as a person. If you build a relationship, the buyer will want to help you succeed in your new role. They're going to want to buy from you if you build in trust, if you tell them the truth. Even if you're new, they may want to buy from you and pay a little more or go out of their way to buy from you just because they like you and they want to help you. You've done that before. We've all done that before. Don't forget about it. Be that kind of salesperson. Be that kind of sales pro. If you're new to the company, how about this? Say this, I haven't been with this company long. But don't stop there. Work to earn their trust by declaring your intention. You can add, but I have a great support team and I won't hesitate to reach out to them if I need help answering any of your questions. I'm not afraid to ask for help when I need it. How about that? Some more truth. You speak that kind of truth, you just assured the buyer that you're humble and you want to provide accurate information and you don't plan to go it alone. Those two little scenarios I just told you, both of them are powerful. You got to have humility. You got to be vulnerable. But you got to understand you're being authentic and you're being truthful. You're going to build trust. But you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. If the buyer asks for something you don't have or can't provide, how about saying this? Unfortunately, I can't help you. But just like before, don't stop there. Work to earn their trust by declaring your intention, by adding this. But I may be able to refer you to someone in my network who can help you. How about that? You just gave up the sale. Short term, but you may just have got a whole lot of sales long term from that person or from anybody they may refer you to because you were honest and your intent clearly came through. Your deal was to help. Your goal was to help. You told them the truth. And then you tried to help them. How can you go wrong unless you're trying to manipulate somebody? Then you can go very wrong because that right there ain't going to work when you're trying to manipulate somebody. Because that was the truth. Most people ain't telling the truth when they're trying to manipulate somebody. But when you say that, I'll offer to help them get what they actually want. Helping a buyer get what they actually want will build trust. You may not sell the product, but you will sell yourself. Remember, that's what this book is about, helping you sell yourself. Because I'm telling you, if you can sell yourself authentically and effectively, you're going to sell some products and some services. That's why it doesn't matter if you lose a few because you're being honest and you're being straight up, because you're going to gain so many long term. It's kind of slowing down to go fast. You may slow down because you missed this sale, but long term, you're going to go fast because these people are going to talk highly about you. You may or may not get their business in the future, but you will get their positive word of mouth and potentially some referrals because the buyer knows your character. They may say, start with you. Meaning, whoever you are listening to me right now, if you're a sales professional, you straight talking people, when they go give positive word of mouth to their friends and family, coworkers, even though they didn't buy from you, very, very likely they're going to point everybody in your direction first. Go start with you. If the buyer makes an offer you know you can't agree to, how about saying this? I'm sorry, I can't go that low. But just like before, don't stop there. Work to earn their trust by declaring your intention by adding this. And I don't want to waste your time pretending to negotiate when I know I can't go where you want to be. Think about that. I'm sorry, I can't go that low. And I don't want to waste your time pretending to negotiate when I know I can't go or I can't get to where you want to be. That's just straight truth. You're going to build trust. So my friend and mentor, you've heard me talk about him before if you've been listening long enough. He's retired president and COO of Chick-fil-A. His name's Jimmy Collins. He's in his mid-80s now. He worked with Truett Cathy for 33 years. Jimmy retired in 2001. I think he started in 1967, retired in 2001 when they reached $1 billion in sales. So they went from startup together. And by 33 years into it, they had reached $1 billion annual sales. I think they're up to like $18 billion or something now. Of course, Jimmy's retired and Truett has passed away, but that company, that legacy they left, everybody's still been growing it. They've been applying the principles, and it's still happening. And all you got to do is drive by Chick-fil-A and look at the line at their restaurant compared to all the other fast food restaurants around, and you'll understand the people at Chick-fil-A know how to sell themselves. And if you ever dealt with them, you know why. They operate with a different level of character because they hire for character and then they train on character. They were a client of ours for 3 years. So we went in and helped them build and develop character. Not at the corporate headquarters, but at a specific store that we supported for 3 years. But Jimmy, my friend and mentor, he says he's been a friend and mentor since 2015. So been knowing him a while now. And if you listen to the podcast, you've probably, I think it's around 119, 121, 123, those episodes. I believe that's the numbers. I went over to his home and did an interview with him. So you can go back and listen to those episodes. He got phenomenal stories. You're going to love him to death. And you're going to learn some stuff. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, highly recommend you go back and take a listen. Jimmy is an amazing person. And if you're on LinkedIn, look him up. He puts out an article. I think weekly article. He puts out some stuff. He follows me and comments on some of the stuff I put out. He's an amazing human being, but he's got a lot of articles on there. You can go back, even if he's not putting out that many anymore, you can go back and he's got a history. There's a history on his profile. You can go back and just like mine, you can read a whole lot of free content from Jimmy. But he says it this way. He says, it is kindness to refuse immediately what you eventually intend to deny. And what I'm talking about was, remember when I said somebody makes you an offer, you say, I'm sorry, I can't go that low. And I don't want to waste your time pretending not to negotiate or pretending to negotiate when I know I can't get to where you want to be. And what I'm saying here is Jimmy says, it's kindness to refuse immediately what you eventually intend to deny. Don't leave people hanging. Don't string them along. Don't waste their time. But I think you'll agree, kindness will always build trust. And Deanne Turner, she had something to say that I got out of my quote file, and I put it right here to go along with Jimmy's content. Deanne Turner was the vice president of talent for 30 years at Chick-fil-A, underneath on the org chart, underneath Truett and Jimmy Collins. Truett was the founder of Chick-fil-A. Jimmy Collins was his third staff employee back in 1967. And then I believe Jimmy hired Deanne, if I remember that story right. I've heard her tell it and heard him tell it, but I talked to a lot of people about a lot of things, and I can't quite remember if Jimmy hired her or Truett did, but I think it was Jimmy. Anyway, Deanne had this to say relative to what Jimmy had to say. Because again, Jimmy says it's kindness to refuse immediately what you eventually intend to deny. Deanne says, adding to that, refusing immediately what you eventually intend to deny will ensure your credibility and integrity remain intact. So what you see is she took what Jimmy said and she built upon it. She added a little extra to it, make it stick a little better. When you know the truth isn't going to help you make the current sale, always tell the truth. Let me say that again. When you know the truth isn't going to help you make the current sale, always tell the truth. You say, why would you do that? Because you need to always tell the truth. That's why. But always be sure to make an additional deposit into the buyer's emotional trust account by adding to it with some supporting information that'll help you sell you. Because doing so will help you with potential future sales. And I just gave you like three or four examples of that. I told the truth and then I added some more to it. And you felt it as I read those to you. So doing so is going to help you with potential future sales. That's what you want. Truth sales. So tell the truth. And see, some people think, well, if I tell the truth, I ain't going to get the sale. You might not get that sale, but you may get 10 more sales because you told the truth. You tell a lie, you might get this sale, but you ain't going to get those other 10. You rather have one sale or no sales or 10 sales. Or maybe one sale. Delaying or avoiding the truth creates distrust. All the time. Telling the truth builds trust. Even if it may hurt the sale, it's going to build trust relative to you. The main sale. Selling those people on you. Who you are, your character, and integrity. When you tell the truth, when it's hard to tell the truth, they're going to believe you even more the rest of the time. You ain't got to work so hard to tell the truth. You still need to tell the truth, but you ain't going to have to work hard to tell the truth. They're going to be trusting you because they should if you tell them the truth. The truth strengthens all relationships. You know that. You're a human being. You know how it works. It's easy to look out the window and see what we want other people to do, but sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror and actually do it. But the truth demonstrates character. The truth helps convert short-term encounters into long-term relationships. Until you sell yourself, you won't sell much. That's the subtitle of this book. Hope you're figuring out why that's the subtitle of this book. If you're not going to tell the truth, then you're choosing to tell a lie. Who wants to buy from a liar? I don't. You don't. Why would anybody else? They wouldn't. But some people think they're just so good they can tell some lies. But there's no watering down the truth. It's either the truth or it's a lie. If it's in the gray area, guess what? It's a lie. If it's beating around the bush, guess what? It's a lie. The only thing that is the truth is the truth. So salespeople who have a long-term mindset are the same ones who've made speaking the truth a habit. Because sales pros are focused on long-term. They ain't just focusing on this afternoon because they needy and greedy. They focusing on the big picture. Not sometimes, all the time. They know speaking the truth is not only about the current sale. They know speaking the truth is about many, many, many potential future sales. It's always better to risk losing the current sale with the truth than to risk losing many future sales with a lie. I shared that with you previously, but that's worth saying again because a lot of people still can't seem to get it right. You know, you're a buyer just like me. Whenever you come across a salesperson that's lying to you, you make sure you tell everybody you know. You know that because you want to protect them, especially if they're close to you, your friends, your family, your coworkers. Guess what? Everybody else is doing that too. So if you're in the sales arena, that's your job. Tell the truth. Truth sells. So Rhea and I had a product installed at our home many years ago. It's actually an in-ground swimming pool. And during the buying process, the salesperson was phenomenal. This guy, he was awesome. He was nice as he could be. He called us back whenever we called to ask him a question. He was prompt returning our calls. But check this out. As soon as the sale was complete, he turned into a different person. I thought he had died or been hit by a train or something. I didn't know. He would return our calls in a timely manner. There were many promises he made after the sale that he didn't keep. He did good keeping the promises before the sale, but after the sale, he'd making all kind of promises he wasn't keeping. And worst of all, he lied to us about a lot of things after the sale. It was unbelievable to watch this guy transform, but he was manipulating. You think I ever referred anybody in that I knew who ever needed a pool to that guy or that company? Didn't happen. He got the short-term sale, but he lost himself and a lot of his co-workers, other salespeople. He lost them a lot of sales. You know what's interesting is, I don't remember how many years it was, but that location went out of business. I don't know if the whole company went out of business, but the location in the town where I went to and I purchased that pool, they went out of business. They shut down. We love the product, but we would never give him positive word of mouth and never referred him or his company. Never. We referred the product. We told a lot of people about the product, but we told them they didn't need to buy it from this company or that salesperson. Should he be at another company? Product was amazing. Salesperson was manipulative. Salesperson was a liar. We were sold on him until after the sale. He's the perfect example of a short-term thinking salesperson. He was focused on the short term. When it comes to telling the truth, Rhea took it to a new level when she said this right here. Transparency is the purest form of the truth. Transparency is the purest form of the truth. And if you are in sales, you definitely need to check out her book, Straight Talk, The Power of Effective Communication, because it's all about how to connect with people. Not just communicate, but actually move beyond communication and make a true connection. That right there is going to help you tremendously. You take what's in this book and what's in her book, Straight Talk, The Power of Effective Communication. These two books together are going to, they're going to take you to an entirely different level of selling. And again, it may not be instant. You got to build relationships. You got to build trust. But you do this stuff and you don't stop, you're going to have a following of people. You're going to have so much word of mouth advertisement out there for you. After a certain period of time, I can't tell you how long it's going to take because every situation is different. Every person is different. Everything's different. What ain't different are these principles. You apply these principles, you're going to get the results these principles deliver. So let me share with you the three seller beware points here at the end of this chapter. Seller beware, point number one. If you value the buyer, be truthful. Honesty reflects who you are and what you value. Seller beware, point number two. The only thing worse than telling a lie to a buyer is trying to convince them it's the truth. Be honest. Seller beware, point number three. If you're truly long-term selling, you will never stray from the truth. Only short-term sellers are dishonest. Anybody with a long-term selling mindset, they can't be dishonest because they know they ain't going to get the sales long-term. I hope you got value out of chapter 15. We're halfway through the series, this 30-part series on this book. Hopefully you following along. You got the real book. And you making notes. Hopefully you've inspired some other people to get it or to listen to this podcast. Again, I appreciate if you subscribe. I appreciate if you share it with some other folks. Tell people about it. It's free. Help some people out. All you got to do to help somebody may just be to tell them about this. And then they can go listen to it by themselves. You don't have to be involved past that. Ain't that big a deal. All right. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.